Welcome to The Pond, where laughter and learning go together like fluoride and toothpaste.
I like that bubblegum-flavored toothpaste.
I wish they'd come out with meat-flavored.
Today on The Pond, Tony feels something he doesn't like.
What other symptoms do you have?
Well, just kind of blah.
Any pain?
No.
Rash?
No.
Discoloration?
No.
Just green?
Just green.
And gets a surprising answer from the doctor.
Tony, you're not sick from anything you ate.
That's good to know.
You're not sick from anything you touched either.
Phew! How about that, huh?
And you're not sick from anything that happened to you.
Well, that leaves pretty much... You're sick because you were born that way.
Later, Floyd discovers he has a lot of trouble saying no.
Notoriety. Notorepublic. Nostalgia. Ah.
But he finally says no, just in time.
You've never said no before. Is Floyd there?
This is Floyd. What do you mean I've never said no before?
I always sell you stuff. Let's see, I sold you new doors and windows. I sold you a planet that doesn't exist.
I wondered why my telescope never picked that up.
I sold you a telescope that doesn't work.
All that and much more, coming up on The Pond.
There's a place that I like to go, over the hill, just around the bend, a stone's throw from the end of the road. Come with me, I'll take you there. Let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond. Good friends are what you find. Yourself, we don't mind. Kick off your shoes and wet your feet. Have a seat, come on, catch the beat. Oh, let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together. You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the
fish flop, float, crawl, big and small, creep, fly, skitter by, wriggle, squiggle, buggy eye, waddle, paddle, things that swim, tackle, trim, and a bug that skims, twitter, glitter, dragonfly, catch a water bug and a butterfly.
It was a pretty good day at the pond.
I love when the water is so still like this,
said Bill, the duck.
Like glass. Makes me want a water ski. Where's Methuselah?
Don't use him. His wake is too big,
said Tony, the frog.
Besides, I don't feel so good. All that movement might upset my stomach, I think. But I'm not sure for some reason, which I don't understand.
Floyd, the turtle, approached Tony, concerned about his friend being ill.
Excuse me, what's a wake?
I said concerned about his friend's ill health.
I am concerned about my friend's health, Mr. Narrator. If a wake made him ill, I want to know so nobody else eats one.
Floyd, a wake is the water that kicks up behind a boat, or in this case, an alligator, when they're moving in the water.
Oh, did you eat one?
Of course not.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you're ill.
What are you feeling?
Nothing terrible, just a little, I don't know how to explain it, icky.
As the day wore on and the creatures at the pond played and played, Tony just watched.
Tony, want to take a ride on my back?
Said Methuselah, the alligator.
No thanks.
I won't go fast.
As much as I love alligator riding, I think I'll just stay here until I figure out what's wrong with me.
Knowing alligator riding is one of Tony's favorite things to do, the others worried about Tony.
I think he ate a wake.
You don't eat wakes.
He drank one then.
That's more likely.
I wonder if he'll see a doctor.
He might have been bitten by a wake-carrying mosquito.
I think you still don't understand the word wake.
Eventually, they came to the conclusion.
We should take him to Dr. Holstein.
I'm not going.
Tony, you've been feeling bad for how long now?
2 days.
That's a day and a half longer than I've ever seen you sick.
I'm not sick. I just don't feel right.
And since Tony refused to see a doctor...
There's no way, no how, no way.
They brought the doctor to him.
Say, ah.
That seems kind of silly, doesn't it?
Then say, ooh.
Ooh.
Good. Now do it with a smile on your face.
Ah.
Good. Now, what seems to be the problem here?
Well, Doc, I don't feel right.
Symptoms?
Well, let's see. I'm not real hungry.
So if I offered you a cheeseburger right now...
That sounds great. And some fries. You have those?
It was hypothetical.
Oh, don't tease me with food.
What other symptoms do you have?
Well, just kind of blah.
Any pain?
No.
Rash?
No.
Discoloration?
No.
Just green?
Just green.
What did you do just before the bad feeling started?
Well, it was kind of an unusual day.
That's a good start.
I was playing catch with Bill.
How do you get a baseball glove to fit on your slippery frog hands?
We were playing catch with a football.
How does Bill the Duck throw a spiral with his wings for hands?
I would throw it, he would punt it back, okay?
Just trying to get a picture here.
Anyway, we're playing catch and I was feeling fine. Hey, Bill, you ever wonder where butterflies go at night?
Not even for a second.
You ever think that maybe they become mosquitoes?
I don't think anybody ever thinks that. Oops.
Now we're getting somewhere. What kind of weeds did you go into to retrieve the ball?
Colorful ones.
Green?
Yes.
Red?
Some.
Paisley?
Oh, I saw the paisley, but I didn't touch it.
Well then, nothing there should have hurt you. You didn't eat any food you found on the ground, did you?
Of course not.
Okay, get back to your story. We'll find out what got you feeling this way.
All right, so I'm washing the leaves off the football.
In water?
No, in liquid nitrogen. Of course in water. And Bill asks me to do him a favor. Of course I will.
Really?
Why not?
Don't forget.
I won't forget.
You forgot?
No, but pretty close. He asked me to check on his goldfish on the way home. You know, make sure they're okay.
And you remembered?
Oh, I remembered. I said I would. It was right about then that I started feeling a little funny.
Aha. You could be allergic to goldfish.
I never was before. I've never been allergic to anything. One time, I accidentally swallowed a cat hairball filled with bee pollen, dust, milk, and several types of perfume. And I didn't get so much as a rash.
How in the world did you swallow that?
It fell in my cereal.
Okay, so maybe you're not allergic to goldfish. What happened next?
Well, I wasn't feeling my best, but I had a lot to do that day.
So you were ill by then?
I don't think so. I just had a tinge of something.
Go on.
Floyd came over to help me assemble my barbecue. Those things are pretty complicated.
It says here there should be 125 parts.
How many we got?
Hang on. 130.
Put down the directions. They'll only confuse you.
I always follow directions.
Common sense will guide me.
Okay, common sense. Common sense. Hang on. Okay.
You almost there?
Hang on. Nope. Can't find it.
What you need is a few more megabytes of RAM, my friend.
I need the directions.
Look, I'm short on time here. I'll start and tell you what to do.
Fire away.
So you guys put together the barbecue?
That's right. All 125 to 130 pieces.
Did you accidentally inhale anything you shouldn't have?
They were nothing but screws and bolts.
Did you eat anything unusual?
No.
Okay, then what?
Then I had to rush off to another commitment. Methuselah was helping me irrigate my vegetables.
That's very kind of him.
Oh, he's a great alligator. He was using his tail to cut the path for the water. Of course, he wasn't very accurate with it. Hey!
Sorry.
Now I'm more irrigated and less garden.
I was never good at ballet either.
Don't make me picture that.
Sorry. Well, she's done.
Hey, you are done. That's incredible. Of course, I have a big mess to clean up, but it's still incredible.
Let's go celebrate with a quick swim.
You know what? I don't really feel like swimming much. Maybe I'll just watch.
So by now you were feeling worse.
I guess you could say that. It was near the end of the day, and I just felt like going to bed. So that's exactly what I did.
How'd you sleep?
Terribly. A complete failure of a sleep. If that night's sleep was an employee, I'd fire him.
And since then, how have you felt?
Not much better. Maybe a little worse. Still don't sleep well.
Have you felt this way before?
Well, maybe.
Let me ask you a question. Did you check up on Bill's goldfish?
Of course he did. My fish were fine. Tony's a good friend. He does what he says he'll do.
I don't feel so good.
Tony, did you check on the goldfish?
I kind of ran short on time.
Well, you know what? He wasn't feeling right. We should all give him a break.
Tony, were you feeling okay before Bill asked you to do this one thing?
I think I was.
I think I know where you're going here.
I do too. The leftover parts on the barbecue were spares. Have we moved on?
Long time ago.
Tony, you're not sick from anything you ate.
That's good to know.
You're not sick from anything you touched either.
Phew! How about that, huh?
And you're not sick from anything that happened to you.
Well, that leaves pretty much you're sick because you were born that way.
Tony, you're feeling ill because of what you said.
You're kidding me. There's a word with a virus in it?
Maybe you got it in an email.
You made a promise to Bill you didn't keep.
I know. We've been through that.
Did you ever intend to keep it?
I really couldn't.
And you knew that up front?
I guess I did.
Tony.
Sorry, Bill.
You're not sick. What you're feeling is known in the medical community as guilt.
Guilt? Of course.
It's an awful feeling.
Boy, is that true.
Can you guess what I'm feeling now, Mr. Tony?
Forgiveness? I hope.
Doctor, I believe you have a cure for guilt.
I do.
Is it over the counter?
It's restitution.
Can you get that in chewables?
Guilt is something that helps us know when we've done something wrong and need to do something right.
Tony, the only way to deal with the guilt you feel right now is to go and do the right thing.
Anything to get rid of this feeling. Hey, it's starting to go away already.
Confession is the first part of restitution.
Bill, what can I do to make it up to you?
Well, I need someone to check up on my goldfish tomorrow, too.
Boy, wish I could, but I have plans.
Well, let's see. Maybe next Thursday?
Thursday's bad. What about a year from now in the afternoon? Oh, I get it. I should do it anyway.
Do those plans you have affect anyone else?
No, it's something fun for me.
What a perfect opportunity to make right.
Sacrificing what you want to do for what you should do. That's the best kind of restitution.
My favorite kind of restitution is the chocolate-coated ones.
Okay, Bill, I'll do it.
And feed them.
You got it.
And bathe them.
Bathe goldfish? I suppose so.
No, they don't really need a bath. I just wanted to see how far you'd go.
And on that day, everyone learned an important lesson about guilt.
It feels yucky.
Go to lifeatthepond.com to find out about the pond videos.
This may be serious.
I see your lips moving, but I don't hear you talking.
Does a chicken have lips?
It was another fun day at the pond.
You're up, Bill,
said Tony, the frog. During a friendly game of golf, Bill picked up his 9-iron.
I really should use a pitching wedge,
said Bill, the duck. But after much thought, he realized he should use his 9-iron.
I'll hit a 9-iron over the green. I should use a pitching wedge,
Bill the duck said, not realizing how far the green was, nor the wisdom of the narrator.
Come on, I've hit my wedge twice that far.
The narrator was silent, so Bill could hit the golf ball.
That's better.
Bill lined up his shot.
Uh-oh. I don't want to hear a word out of you, Mr. Narrator.
You're in the drink.
I know where I am.
You're taking a bath.
I see that.
You're swimming with the fishies.
Okay, I get it. I'm in the water.
That's your second shot into the hazard today.
I'm well aware, thank you.
Why do they call the water a hazard anyway?
Said Floyd, the turtle, who spends much of his life in the water.
I mean, up in a tree, that's a hazard. Or if you hit it into a fireplace, that's a hazard.
Floyd, would you go get my ball for me?
Sure.
Can I talk now?
Keep it simple.
As happens in golf, once you hit into the water...
Careful.
Bill had to take a drop and hit again.
I will, once Floyd gets back here with my ball.
Here you go, Bill.
Thanks. You know, you really didn't have to get that for me.
Didn't you ask me to?
Yes, but you didn't have to do that. It was very kind. Now, where's my 9-iron?
Wait a minute. How could I just not do it?
You just say no.
Hey, what's going on up there?
Bill and Floyd are chattering. Go ahead and hit. Then bring the cart back here.
Okay.
If I say no, then what happens?
Then you don't do it. And I have to do it myself. Why is this so complicated?
I can tell you why. Floyd never says no.
That can't be true.
Floyd, do a backflip.
All right.
He can't possibly do it. Backflip. Are you okay?
Could you turn me over, please?
Sure.
Ah.
See?
I never noticed that before.
Hang on. If I say no and don't get your ball, Bill, and you do it yourself, then what?
We move on, like I think we should do now.
A brilliant idea.
But I don't... How could I...
No, it's easy. No. Try it.
No, buddy.
No.
Nowhere.
No.
No, Alaska. I just can't do it.
You can do it.
No, I can't.
Hey, you just did it.
I did? I did. I did just do it. Let me try again. Nova Scotia. This isn't as easy as it seems.
Well, it's a skill. You gotta practice.
You guys see my ball? It went right by here.
No.
No.
Notoriety. Notary public. Nostalgia. Ah.
What's wrong with Floyd?
He's trying to say no.
Nobility. Ah. Come on!
I like that he always says yes. He's a giver. Was someone taking advantage of him?
Sort of.
No yammo. No. I did it!
Is this a good thing? He says no to really bad things.
Anybody can do that. He needs to learn to say no when he just doesn't feel like doing something.
Hey, Floyd, want to find Methuselah's ball?
No, 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 I can do it. No, 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 no.
Great, you've turned him into a 2-year-old.
This is fun. No, I don't want to get your ball. But I will if you want me to.
You're halfway there, buddy.
In fact, Floyd was more than halfway there. By the end of their round of golf, Floyd had the word no down.
You want to put that in, Floyd?
No.
Want me to go then?
No.
Floyd discovered he really liked the word no.
No!
No what?
What you were thinking.
You were saying no to what I was thinking?
Most likely.
Floyd not only had the word no down, he also discovered variations of the concept.
No, can't do it. I don't think so. Not a chance.
I'm only asking you to mark your ball so I can putt. It's part of the game.
Oh, well, you do it.
Eventually, the game ended.
Let's go to my place and have some ice cream.
Sounds great.
I'm there.
No way. Not gonna do it. You can't make me.
Floyd, Bill's not asking you to help him put in a septic tank. We're talking about ice cream.
Nice try. See you guys later.
What have we done?
We? I was hitting a golf ball. You guys were teaching him to say no to everything.
I didn't think it would take so well.
I was teaching him to say, no, I don't want to swim in shark-infested water. No, I don't want to be a crash test dummy. Not, no, I don't want to live a happy, healthy, fun-filled life with people I enjoy.
Later that evening, Floyd discovered saying no has some advantages.
No, I don't want to refinance. I'm a turtle. I don't have any credit.
Mr. Floyd, credit isn't a problem here. We can finance anyone.
No.
No? You've never said no before. Is Floyd there?
This is Floyd. What do you mean I've never said no before?
I always sell you stuff. I sold you life insurance a few years ago.
That was you?
Let's see. I sold you new doors and windows.
I still have those in my garage.
I sold you a Coffee of the Month membership.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee, but my house sure smells nice.
I sold you a planet that doesn't exist.
I wondered why my telescope never picked that up.
I sold you a telescope that doesn't work.
I wondered why all the planets were gone. I was beginning to think someone else bought them and took them all home.
So I fully expect you to refinance.
No.
What if I throw in a 5% discount on your long-distance phone bills?
You sold me my phone plan?
I sell you on that twice a month.
No, thanks.
But the next morning, this newfound ability to say no became a problem.
No!
This is not a yes or no question. We're just wondering why you missed our breakfast together.
I don't want to go.
Is there a reason?
Do I need a reason?
Frankly, yes. You need a reason.
He doesn't have to give us a reason.
He doesn't?
I don't?
No, he should. But that's his decision. If he doesn't want to be with us, we'll honor that desire.
We will?
You will?
Certainly we will. Let's go, fellas.
And away they went.
What's this all about?
Floyd needs a little space.
And so they gave Floyd a little space.
No. Hello? No!
And since he had no one to say no to...
No.
He just said it to himself.
No! This isn't very fun.
So he called some people.
Operator!
No!
No what?
No.
Can I help you with something?
No.
Is there a reason you called me?
No.
Bye-bye.
No.
As exciting as that was, Floyd soon found it was no fun to say no for no good reason. Meanwhile, Bill, Tony, and Methuselah discussed the problem.
I think he has what's called the no bug.
Oh, man. I hope it's not contagious.
I think I had that when I was little.
We all get it when we're little. It's like the chicken pox. You get it when you're young, and you usually only get it once.
And he's got it again.
Does it itch?
No.
Where'd he pick it up?
From you guys.
I have it? I knew it. I thought I had a rash on my foot this morning.
And my green color is slightly darker.
I hope I don't turn green.
It's not that kind of bug. It's a mental bug. Let me explain. Remember last Tuesday?
Right after Monday and before Wednesday?
That's the one.
I remember it.
We were making that tree fort. Floyd was down below, heading off to get more nails. Tony said...
Hey, Floyd, could you pick up some spackle, too? I made a big hole in this branch.
Sure.
Hey, maybe you could get me an orange juice while you're down there.
Okay.
Man, I could use some popcorn, too.
Okay.
Popcorn sounds wonderful. I like it with lots of butter.
Okay.
Have you ever had popcorn and peanut butter?
Okay, I'll get some.
No, and I don't think I want to try it.
Okay, I won't get a lot.
If we're gonna have popcorn, we should get a movie.
One movie.
Get two.
Two movies.
Oh, you're right, Methuselah. He went and got all those things.
He always does, and you guys knew that. You took advantage of him.
I feel so bad.
So you deserve a few no's.
I'd say.
So when you taught him to say no on the golf course, it stuck real good.
The next day, Bill and Tony went to Floyd's house to try to fix the bug they caused.
No.
Hi, Floyd. Can we come in?
No.
Let me try this. Hi, Floyd. Mind if we come in?
No.
Thank you.
Look, the reason we're here is to say we're sorry.
We realized we were taking advantage of your generosity.
Oh, I see.
So, are we okay?
No. I mean, no. I don't want to say no, but I'm kind of stuck.
I thought you might be, so I brought some things that might help. Look at this. Want a chocolate bar?
No. I mean, no. Why am I saying that?
Want a donut?
No. No. Yeah, no.
How about a chocolate donut?
No. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Cream filling.
You did it.
I did?
Okay is yes.
And that donut is mine.
From that day forward, Floyd never got the no bug again. And his friends were careful not to take advantage of him. Thanks for listening to The Pond. Pond radio shows and DVDs are available at Christian bookstores or online at lifeatthepond.com. Find out more about the pond creatures, see pictures of your favorite characters, and download free coloring pages. Also, go to lifeatthepond.com for special prices on the original Pond DVD.
Work together, work together. If you ever want to get something done.
Big Mouth Bass.
Why would I find her? I'd rather go find the measles.
Alligator Hunter.
Ah!
What?
My popcorn's gone!
Where's Methuselah?
The little thing.
Plenty are the toys they give me.
The rise and fall of Tony the Frog.
I throw a wad of paper at a guy's front door and he says, thank you very much, throw something at me again tomorrow.
With lessons encouraging kids to love their neighbors, be careful with their toys, listen to their mothers, and pray for those who are unkind. The Pond DVDs are a trusted help for parents. Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. The Pond is a member of HisKids.net, where parents can find many trusted programs for children.